Liturgical Day, the fourth Friday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 14 to 29. King Herod also heard about Jesus because his name had become well known. Some people said, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Others thought, "He is Elijah." And others, "He is a prophet like the prophets of times past." When Herod was told of this, he thought, "I had John beheaded, yet he has risen from the dead." For this is what had happened. Herod had ordered John to be arrested and had him bound and put in prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. Herod had married her, and John had told him, "It is not right for you to live with your brother's wife." So Herodias held a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she could not, because Herod respected John. He knew John to be an upright and holy man and kept him safe. And he liked listening to him, although he became very disturbed whenever he heard him. Herodias had her chance on Herod's birthday, when he gave a dinner for all the senior government officials, military chiefs, and leaders of Galilee. On that occasion, the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, and she delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I will give it to you." And she went so far as to say with many oaths, "I will give you anything you ask, even half of my kingdom." She went out to consult her mother. "What shall I ask for?" The mother replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried to the king and made her request. "I want you to give me the head of John the Baptist, here and now on a dish." The king was very displeased, but he would not refuse in front of his guests because of his oaths. So he sent one of the bodyguards with orders to bring John's head. He went out and beheaded John in prison. Then he brought his head on a dish and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard of this, they came and took his body and buried it. Comments by Father Joseph Acquar. King Herod also heard about Jesus because his name had become well known. Today in Mark's passage, we are told about Jesus' reputation, known by his teaching and miracles. His fame was such, some were saying he was actually John the Baptist, Jesus' relative and precursor, who had resurrected from the dead. This is what Herod, who had ordered John's death, also thought. But this Jesus was much more than the other men of God, much more than John, much more than any of the prophets who spoke in the name of the Almighty. He was the Son of God, become man, perfect God and perfect man. This Jesus, present among us, as a man can understand us, and as God can grant us all we need. John the precursor, who had been sent by God before Jesus with his martyrdom, also preceded Jesus in his passion and death. It had also been an unfair death, inflicted to a man who was a saint by Herod, the Tetrarch, possibly against his own will, because he respected him and liked to listen to him. Though John was clear and firm with the king when John criticized his behavior deserving vituperation, because it was not licit to have married Herodias, his brother's sister, Herod had accepted Herodias' daughter's request, induced by her mother, when at the banquet, after a dance that had delighted the king, he had promised her with many oaths in front of his guests to give her what she would ask. "What shall I ask for?" she told her mother, who replied, "The head of John the Baptist." And the petty kinglet had the Baptist beheaded. It was certainly an oath that did not oblige him in any way, as it was an evil thing against any justice and any conscience. Experience teaches us once more that each virtue has to be always joined to all others, and all together they have to grow organically like the fingers of the hand. And by the same token, when one incurs some vice, soon others will follow.